Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
Good morning, I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot.
We had the time change over the weekend, and I just want everybody to know that if you're one of those people that complains about the time change, you're stupid, because it's not that big of a deal.
Maybe it is to them.
No, it's not. Everyone's like, oh, it takes me like a week to adjust. So if you drive from Detroit to Chicago, you can't like function. Because you went through a different time change. Yeah. You went through a new time zone. Yeah.
That's what they call jet lag, Hot Wings.
Oh, God. I mean, I understand if you're flying to Greece, like that might adjust your body a little weird. But like 1 hour, one way or the other, that's not the end of the world. Like you'll barely notice if you don't make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, if you do more than say, oh, it's getting dark at a different time. That is too much.
Yeah, usually what will happen is like yesterday or today, I will go, oh crap, it's already 8 o'clock. Like I got to wrap the day up because it's still sunny. So I kind of forgot what time it was. But other than that, my body still works. It's fine. It's not that big of a deal.
I think we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. I know I will.
It's time for the twice annual stories about how maybe this will be the last time we switch the clocks.
Ooh. They tricked us. It's not happening.
No, it's never happening.
Well, and it shouldn't happen because they tried it before and it was a disaster. In 1973, they tried it.
Yeah, and everything was perfect then.
And everyone hated it because kids kept getting hit by cars in the dark.
What?
Is that a fact?
That is a fact.
That can't be right.
No, that's true. I read the story.
Times didn't work because kids were getting hit by cars.
So here in 1973, President Nixon signed into law they were doing a 2-year trial. Let's keep it on daylight saving time the whole time.
Okay.
And so they made it like 3 months before like 10 kids had been hit by cars at bus stops in the dark.
It's not funny, but it's great.
And so by August of that year, then younger Senator Bob Dole said, this is a huge mistake. We got to repeal this. And all of Congress went, you're right. This was a bad experiment. Go back to normal. And then there endeth the experiment.
And since then,
of daylight saving
no
time.
Children have been hit by a car.
Yeah, not one.
No.
All kids are safe from bumpers.
The funny...
Hovings makes it seem like everyone in 1973 was driving around with a toddler sticking out of the grill.
Like, or like there weren't lights on
no,
cars.
No, look, hey, look. All I'm saying is that's the reason. I didn't make up the reason. It's in a news story. You can read all about it.
Why didn't they say, you know what, we need more good people with cars.
You know what? What is funny is the one of the arguments to make it change all the time was like, yeah, there might be more accidents in the morning, but the afternoons there will be less because there will be more light because people are a little groggy, they're angrier, and people have had a couple of drinks. Was like, what? Because again, this is the early 70s. So, like, yeah. People arrive, You know, you get done with your advertising job. You're drinking, you're a little drunk, you know, but there'll be daylight, so it'll be fine. There was some idiot. There were like two idiots in Congress that here was a bonkers idea.
I'm going to guess there were 435 idiots in Congress.
No, but only in this case, only a couple thought this was a good idea. Was like, they wanted to make USA time. So not not like five time zones from, you know, the Eastern Seaboard to Alaska.
Yeah.
They wanted USA time, so we would all be on the same clock. And there was a congressperson from Hawaii that why are we a slave to time? Human beings are accommodating. We can adjust. I go, well, that's great for whatever time, like whatever group gets the good part of the time
right.
zone. Like
right.
New York stays normal, but now Alaska, like their workday starts at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's a great idea.
They should be going to bed at 1 in the afternoon.
I go, yeah, they're great idea.
Well, thank God we thought of the children.
Yes.